Welcome back to lesson two in our course, Lead Out, How to Reach Your Community for Christ. Now, in lesson one, we discussed orthodoxy versus orthopraxy. We also reviewed the basics of the gospel as a way of introduction. And now in lesson two, God's job and our job, you see, this is likely the most foundational aspect of the entire course. You see, this course is entitled Lead Out, How to Reach Your Community for Christ. And Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and he uses us in that process. Now, it's my premise that the majority of believers in ministry have not deeply considered the role that God exclusively plays in matters of salvation and the limited role that we play in matters of salvation. Now, I believe this topic is the single most important factor in the eternal success of your earthly ministry. Folks, this is the big one. However, ministry leaders don't often slow down enough from the weekly grind of the practical and the tactical to consider things from a deeply theological standpoint. Now, I want to close this introductory video with a story from my very own life. Now, my first official ministry role was as a camp counselor. Now, camp ministry is unique. I was entrusted with 10 to 12 campers, 24 hours a day for 6 days. We did this all summer long. Each week brought a new set of campers, and we slogged through the creeks. We went on remote camping outings and built fires. We went fishing, we gathered mulberries, and even caught and cleaned a snapping turtle for snapping turtle stew. Now, these are some of the big parts of camp ministry, right? However, we were also responsible for spiritual things as well. Now, each week, campers would show up. I would be handed a set of sticky notes or sticky labels with their name, their hometown, and sometimes their church name that they had attended. Now what? Well, it was during those years at camp that I was forced to wrestle with an age-old spiritual question. I was forced to think about my role in ministry and God's role in ministry. When it comes to matters of salvation, what is my role in this process, and what is God's role in this process? Are there things that are exclusively his responsibility? And conversely, are there things that are also mine to do? Interesting questions. And these questions are often not explored by those in the front lines of ministry. Now, in lesson two, we will cover 5 different truths about God's job and 5 important truths about our job. Let's jump in.